ground reference maneuvers. The objective of this task is to exhibit satisfactory knowledge, risk management, and skills associated with ground reference maneuvering, which may include a rectangular course, S-turns, and turns around a point. Demonstrate your understanding of the effects of wind on ground track and relation to a ground reference point. The effects of bank angle and ground speed on rate and radius of turn. The entry-exit requirements of the maneuver. The relationship of rectangular course to airport traffic pattern. Emergency landing considerations while conducting a ground reference maneuver. And demonstrate understanding of S-turns and how they can be performed to increase separation from other aircraft. Demonstrate your ability to identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing collision avoidance, scanning, obstacle and wire strike avoidance, low-altitude maneuvering, task management, failure to maintain aircraft control, and failure to select a suitable emergency landing area. Demonstrate your ability to determine the area is clear of terrain, obstacles, and other aircraft, and the aircraft will remain in the appropriate airspace. Select a suitable ground reference. Identify a suitable emergency landing area. Plan the maneuver. The evaluator shall select at least one maneuver for you to demonstrate. Rectangular course. Enter a left or right pattern 600 to 1,000 feet above ground level at an appropriate distance from the selected reference area, 45 degrees to the downwind leg. S-turns. Enter perpendicular to the specified reference line, 600 to 1,000 feet AGL, at an appropriate distance from the selected reference area. Turns around a point. Enter at an appropriate distance from the reference point, 600 to 1,000 feet AGL, at an appropriate distance from the selected reference area. Demonstrate your ability to apply adequate wind drift correction during straight and turning flight to maintain a constant ground track, if around a rectangular reference area, or to track a constant radius turn on each side of the selected reference line or a selected point. If performing a pattern such as the S-turn, reverse the turn directly over the selected reference line. If performing turns around a point, complete turns in either direction around the selected reference point. Divide your attention between airplane control, traffic avoidance, and ground track while maintaining coordinated flight, and maintain altitude plus or minus 100 feet, maintain airspeed plus or minus 10 knots, or as recommended by aircraft manufacturer, to a safe maneuvering altitude.